please turn to the book of Numbers and chapter 35, book of Numbers chapter 35. So as we're finding that, I'll just start. So you may remember a few months ago, a great hurricane, Hurricane Irma, swept through the Caribbean and it passed over San Martin, Barbuda, the British Virgin Islands and a number of other islands as well. And there were unimaginably fast winds, weren't there? This is very unreformed, 185 miles, not kilometres, 185 miles an hour. Terrible rain, torrential rain. And there was absolute devastation, wasn't there, in the path of this hurricane. Houses were completely flattened. Big trucks were literally picked up by the wind and thrown around as if they were matchstocks toys, by the force of the wind. Amazing power in that hurricane. Warnings were given well in advance, and people were told to go to refuge centres on these islands to be safe from the storm. And you may remember that the British billionaire Richard Branson owns one of the British Virgin Islands, and he brought all his staff together in the safest place of his estate house, which happened to be the wine cellar in his house, and all were kept safe in that concrete bunker, effectively, while the terrible storm blew across the island, wreaking destruction. But in before it. Now, I want to speak today about God's provision of cities of refuge to the ancient Israelites. These were not refuges from physical storms, like Hurricane Irma, but they were refuges from storms, indeed refuges from death, nevertheless. And as you'll see, as we think about the cities of refuge, we'll see that they're actually pictures of a far, far greater refuge given to us that God has provided in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has become for us a sure and certain refuge for us. The great Puritan commentator Matthew Henry said, speaking about the cities of refuge, and I quote, he said, "The cities of refuge were expressly designed to typify the relief of which the gospel provides for poor penitent sinners and for their protection from the curse